The growth and profitability of your accounting practice could be given a significant boost if you considered partnering with a financial planner. That's the advice of accountant, coach and author Scott Charlton, who's just written a book called, appropriately, Partnering with Financial Planners, A Guide to Growth for Accounting Firms. Clients' needs and expectations are changing, Scott advises, and accounting practices must keep up if they want to benefit from the opportunities that those changes present. Scott Charlton starts by explaining his reasons for writing the book. He's talking to Heather Dawson.
Having been an accountant in practice and subsequently coached both accountants and financial planners, I've seen an area that's been done, shall I say, extremely poorly in the past. Client needs and expectations going forward with respect to professional advisors being on the same page are increasing. So in my view, it's insufficient for an accountant to simply look after someone's normal accounting requirements but leave issues such as personal wealth creation and wealth protection unaddressed. There's another reason also which I think has gone unrecognised, and that's the untapped potential to not only assist clients but to grow value-added accounting fees.
Well, could you give us an example of what you mean by that, by growing accounting fees?
Sure. Let's say that, Heather, you and your business partner are clients of my accounting firm, and I as an accountant refer you to an insurance advisor to get partnership buy-sell insurance in place. The insurance advisor will ensure that not only the current needs of the business are protected, but to allow for the ongoing cover of the business to remain relevant, the advisor will refer back to me as the accountant to do a regular valuation of that business.
Well, how does all this relate to the FOFA changes applying to accountants, which are coming up in July 2013?
From this coming July, accountants who proactively obtain financial planning qualifications will have opportunity to add more value to clients and their firms. Effectively, it enables accountants to avoid those awkward conversations that go on at present along the lines of, well, strictly speaking, I can't really advise you on this, but. So I think FOFA is the catalyst by which accountants can remain a central figure in their clients' lives. It's a great opportunity for accountants.
So why should accountants undertake financial planning studies?
Well, under FOFA, there'll be a two-step process for accountants. The first will be to obtain a basic financial planning qualification. The second is that they will then need to be licensed to provide what's called class of product advice to their clients. So in effect, these two steps will give accountants a seat at the table under the new regime, and I think it's where accountants need to be. An accountant recently said to me, look, I'm 58, are you telling me I've got to go back to study? And as I said to him, the answer is definitely yes.
Well, what do you propose, Scott, that's different to really what's been done in the past?
In the past, notions of who controls the client have resulted in unhelpful censorship, with accountants being reluctant to refer clients for even basic services such as life insurance and retirement planning. I think the time's come to perform in this area much better. I like to set a challenge for accountants and planners. By working together, how could you make a dramatic difference to the financial well-being of a new client within the first 100 days of the appointment? I think this is the catalyst for thinking about the client's situation in a more positive light. So from there, the objective is to set performance standards as to what can and should be achieved for clients, which will involve the two professions working together quite closely.
Well, apart from FOFA, why else should accountants revisit financial planning relationships, Scott?
There's no doubt that financial services can be the catalyst for accountants to provide more of the value-added services they're capable of delivering, but may have been reluctant to, dare I say, sell to clients. If a planner knows more about the ways an accountant can assist, then for the right reasons, the planner can refer a client back to an accountant for more accounting services. So by way of an example, to assist a business client make maximum superannuation contributions, the planner could refer a client back to their accountant to prepare a budget to determine how best to accomplish this in the context of the business's cash flow.
Well, what do you think makes a good financial planning referral?
Well, it often comes as a revelation to accountants that a great accounting client does not necessarily translate to a good financial planning client and vice versa. I find it helpful to think of this in terms of a matrix, looking at A, B and C clients for the accountants and likewise for the planner. So such a matrix will show that it's possible for a client to be good for both It's also possible a simple tax return assignment for an accountant could be a significant client for a financial planner. In my coaching work, I like to facilitate a greater understanding so that both accountant and planner know more about what the other does. So this enables everyone to refer more appropriately and more frequently. That's a good result for clients and the professionals involved.
Scott Charlton, author of Partnering with Financial Planners, A Guide to Growth for Accounting Firms. The book is available from www.thomsonreuters.com.au/ICAA and also from www.scottcharlton.com.au.